Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Did you know that every chapter in the book of Proverbs uses some form of the word wisdom? Solomon explains the purpose of the book of Proverbs: to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. Proverbs 1:2-4. Solomon charged his readers, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote you. She shall bring you to honor when you embrace her. She shall give your head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to you." Proverbs 4:7-9. The Apostle Paul and all the other apostles were preachers of wisdom, not the wisdom of this age or of the princes of this age that ultimately amounts to nothing, but the wisdom that is from above. James 3:17. The apostles declared the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. 1 Corinthians 2:7. The expression "the wisdom of God" simply means the wisdom God has revealed to us in His Word. I'm aware that many modern charismatics claim to receive regular revelation from God, but you can know for sure that they are either deceived or deceiving you. The Apostle Peter's second letter denies the need for additional revelation. We have all we need in the Bible, and we need all we have. God's divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:3. If God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, what does that leave for men to receive in modern revelations? The very simple answer is nothing. Paul spoke the wisdom of God in a mystery. The word mystery gives some Bible students trouble. If the Word of God is a mystery, they sometimes ask, do we not need specially trained people to interpret the Word for us? There have been religious organizations that have taken that approach to Scripture, but that is an unscriptural and unreasonable view. If ordinary people cannot understand the Scriptures without so-called specialists, why does the Lord promise a blessing to the readers of the book of Revelation? Blessed is he who reads, and they who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things that are written therein, for the time is at hand. Revelation 1:3. The word mystery does not mean mysterious or hard to understand. The Greek word mysterion, from which we get our word mystery, simply means secret. Before Jesus Christ came into the world, the great truths of New Testament Christianity were hidden in the mind of God. We could not know those truths without God's revealing them to us. Paul refers to the truths of the gospel as being hidden. In fact, the hidden wisdom God ordained before the world unto our glory. In his letter to the church at Ephesus, Paul elaborates on the mystery. He affirms that by revelation, God made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel. Ephesians 3:6. The great mysteries God had in His mind before the foundation of the world are no longer mysteries. They have been revealed to us. We can know them by reading and studying what the apostles and prophets wrote in the gospel records. And what greater duty and privilege can mortals enjoy than to know the very mind of God? Thank you, and may God bless you.